and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name. Your holy name on high. Yes, I just want to praise you. Now lift my hands and say I love you. Your holy name on high. Yes, I just want to praise you. Lift my hands and say I love you.
So Oh, can we do that this morning? Hallelujah. Can we lift up his name? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, there's power, power in our praise. There's power when we lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in our praise. Yes, there's power, power in our praise. There's power when we lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in our praise. I'm so glad that there's power, power in my praise. Yes, there's power when I lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in my praise. Yes, there's power, power in our praise. And there's power when we lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in our praise. Yes, there's power, there's power in your praise. Yes, there's power when you lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in your praise. I'm so glad that there's power, power in our praise. Yes, there's power when we lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in our praise. Yes, there's power, power in our praise. Yes, there's power when we lift up Jesus' name. Just give him all the praise he is due. He's got the power to deliver you. There's power, power in our praise. Oh, can we praise him this morning? Hallelujah. God, we love you, Jesus. We exalt you today. Hallelujah. There is power, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is peace in the name, and there is joy in the name. There is strength in the name, and there is healing in that name. There is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is peace in the name, and there is joy in the name, and there is strength in the name, and there is healing in that name. Yes, there is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, for so much power in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is power, for so much power in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is peace in the name, and there is joy in the name, and there is strength in the name, and there is healing in that name. Yes, there is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, oh, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is peace in the name, and there is joy in the name, and there is strength in the name, and there is healing in that name. There is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is peace in the name, and there is joy in the name, there is strength in the name, and there is healing in that name. There is power, oh, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus. Yes, there is power, so much power, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is power, so much power, in that holy name of Jesus.
Oh, let's lift our voices together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to magnify the name of Jesus. He's worthy of our praise here today. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you here this morning for your holy presence, my God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we need his presence. Oh, how many are thankful for his presence this morning? Oh, there's nothing like being in the presence of the Most High God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord, everybody. Oh, let everything that have breath. That means if you're breathing this morning, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so good to be back in God's house, to be in his wonderful presence. How many are thankful for the Lord this morning? How many are thankful for your Holy Ghost this morning? Amen, 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 amen. We come to worship, amen. It's revival time, amen. We come to have revival. Put the devil on the run. That's what we come to do in Jesus' name. We have several prayer requests, many that are sick in body this morning. Pray on behalf of Brother Joe Reyes, sick in body. Brother Mike Morales and Anthony Garcia are in need of healing this morning. Brother Josiah Solario is in need of healing this morning, not feeling well. Also for Paloma and Joel this morning. Also for Malakias Guzman, has a special need. Brother Adrian and Sister Hopi have a special need. By the uplifting of your hands here this morning, if you have a need here today, just present your need before the Lord. Also want to continue praying for Sister Hell for complete healing, and our pastor, continue praying for him, amen, for healing upon his body, Most of all, for strength and courage, God will continue leading them as they lead us here in the city of Corcoran. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. How many love your pastor this morning? Your pastor's family. Amen. Thank God for them every day. Let's pray for them every day. In turn, God will take care of us. How many believe that? Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Also, want to pray for our offering and tithing. Amen. As we collect here this morning and for the word of the Lord as it goes forward, that God's anointed word will continue doing a work in every heart that is here. Let's unite together. Let's go together before the Lord with great faith this morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you with great faith in our hearts here together as a body of believers this morning. We're believing, my God, for every petition that is brought before you here this morning, that you're more than able, Lord, for the healing that is needed for Brother Joe Reyes, healing in his body, Brother Mike Morrell, Anthony Garcia and Josiah Solario this morning, our sick in body, Sister Paloma and Joel. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, let your virtue flow through their bodies. Oh, that this infirmity be moved out of their bodies, cast out of their bodies. Oh, let your anointed word, your Holy Spirit, God, bring a complete healing upon them. Oh, for our First Lady as well, Sister Hill and Pastor Hill, once again we pray for their healing, my God. Lord, for your strength upon them as well, my God. We thank you for, Lord, our leaders here this morning. We pray that your Holy Spirit, my God, your angels encamp about them and continue leading them as they lead us. We're thanking you once again for who you are. Oh, for Malakia Guzman this morning, there's a need in his life. You know what that need is. But I pray for his salvation, that your Holy Spirit will prick his heart, my God. Lord, that he'll give himself unto thee. Adrian and Sister Hopi, my God, this morning, you know their need as well. Lord, make a way, hallelujah, where there is no way. As we give unto thee, we're thankful. With a cheerful heart, we give unto thee that your kingdom may flourish throughout this city, the kingdom of God. We're thanking you also for your anointed word as it goes forward in Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord in our giving. Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise. Lift your voices unto the Lord.
Well, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. It's Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. The Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. It's Jesus is keeping me alive. And it's down in my heart and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's down in my heart and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. That Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. It's Jesus is keeping me alive. And it's all over me and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. That Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. That Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's down in my heart and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's down in my heart and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. That Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's all over me and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Yes, it's.
Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost that'll keep you alive. That's why it's so important that we have a time that we spend with God. Amen. The closer you get to God, the further you will get from sin. You can always tell when someone's not praying. Sin creeps in. Amen. But I'm thankful that we have an antidote, and that is to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Are you ready for the preaching of the word here this morning? Amen. Brother Hale, come. Preach to us.
Amen. I hope that didn't damper anybody's faith today. No matter what's going on, you can still have revival. Pastor mentioned it. There are some churches that are still not having church because of COVID. And for those that could be having church and are still online, we'll maybe just say, woe is them. But in other countries, they can't have church. They just can't. And but I want to take advantage of every opportunity that I have to be in the house of God. And when I'm here, I want to make sure that I can get all I can get. Amen. I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste God's time. I don't want to waste your time. And but I want God to have his way here this morning. Is that how you feel today? Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, in verse number 7. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7. For we walk by faith. Everybody say faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. If you can put your Bible down, if you can ask the Lord to talk to your heart, talk to each and every heart that is here in this service here today. God, we love you. We thank you, God, for your presence that's in this place. Lord, we know that you want to do a work here today. God, there are hearts, Lord, that you desire to talk to. I pray, anoint my lips of clay. God, help me to deliver what I feel you have put upon my heart today. Help me to encourage somebody. Lord, you want to do a work, God, in this city through your people. I pray, let us hear the word of the Lord today and apply it to our lives. God, that we can then go forth and help somebody else, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. The Lord is worthy. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Have you ever tried walking with your eyes closed? Sometimes it's kind of hard to do. But in our spiritual walk, we're not just walking by what we can see. We walk by faith, not by sight. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, but without faith, somebody say faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Have you been seeking him? In faith, have you been seeking him? Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Does anybody have faith in the house this morning? Do you really have faith today? Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but ye shall receive power. Somebody say power. power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And this morning for a little bit, I want to preach to you, walk in faith, walk in power. Can somebody say that today? Walk in faith. God wants you to have faith. God wants you to have faith. Do you want to have faith? Does anybody truly want faith today? Who doesn't want faith? If you don't have faith, what do you have? Doubt? The lack of faith is doubt. Who wants to live this life always doubting? Everything that happens, everything that comes your way, it's doubt. It's dread. It's fear. That's not the way an apostolic should live their life. We haven't been given the spirit of fear. You have power. Somebody say power. And you have faith. Somebody say faith. We need to walk in faith. Live in faith. Walk in power. Amen, somebody. Do you have the power today? Does anybody have the power today? Or is it dormant? Now you can have the power inside of you and not do anything with it. You can come, say you have faith. You can come and say you have power. But you can just exist and come and go through the motions. You can even lift up your hands and speak in tongues. But are you really using the faith that you've been given? Are you really using the power that you've been given? Amen. How many of you guys have muscles? Now, Okay, perfect example. Stand up for me. Look at these muscles. He's yoked. Everybody has muscles. Now, they may not be very big. Just kidding. Everybody has muscles, though. Right? Everybody has them. Do you use your muscles? Now, I'm not talking about at the gym. You use your muscles every day. Some of you young guys, you use your muscles every day. I won't mention no names, but there was a young guy that came and he showed me he had a big old muscle right here on his thumb. It must be from playing video games or something. I don't know. I thought maybe it was from flipping the scriptures in the Bible, but you can sit down. Everybody has muscles, but do you really use them? Now, there are muscles we use every day, right? Every day you reach for stuff. You may not be working it out trying to get it bigger, but you're still using it. Now, has there ever been a time when you had to use a muscle you ain't used in a long time? You had to really exert yourself, whatever you want to say. You really had to give yourself, and you haven't used that muscle in a long time, and all of a sudden you start hurting because you ain't used it in very long. It's been a long time. And how many of you guys, you hurt yourself, you pull a muscle, you ain't what you used to be. Some of you young people, you guys laugh about that, but you're going to blink an eye, and one day you're going to be there, and you're going to reach for something. Or we'll be playing volleyball, and you can only play one or two games. Hey, what Brother Wadislawski would say, one game and I'm done. One game and I'm done. Well, because he ain't what he used to be. But it don't have to be that way in the spirit. It shouldn't hurt you when you need to use your faith. God, I know you can, but you know what that but is? It's a weakness. You ain't been using it enough. Walk in faith and walk in power. Does anybody have faith today? Do you really have faith today? Amen. If there was a blind person that was to walk into the house, would your faith say he can see? Or would you sit there in doubt and say, well, it's been a long time since we've really seen a miracle. I just don't know. It's Sunday morning. I don't know if it can happen today. Amen. We need to walk in faith. We need to walk in power every day, every service. Because we just don't know.
Hey, you just don't know the need that's going to walk through that door. You don't know the need that's going to be ringing your telephone at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, it don't really concern me. Well, at 2 o'clock in the morning, it may just concern you when it's your lost loved one. You get a phone call that they're on their way to the emergency room. They can't breathe. What's your faith going to say at 2 o'clock in the morning? Pastor, I need you. Why isn't he answering the phone? Well, because he's asleep. And what are you going to do? Are you going to fall apart because you can't get a hold of the ministry? What are you going to do? I'm telling you, when you're walking in faith, you're living in faith every day. When you're walking in power, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what comes your way. Your faith is in God. And it says, I don't care. It doesn't matter. God, my faith is in you. Power. Somebody say power. Power. It's the Holy Ghost. Are you thankful for the Holy Ghost? It's your comforter. It's the comforter. Amen. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the comforter, it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God. Is your faith going to be tried? It's going to. It's going to be tried. It's going to be tested. At 2 o'clock in the morning, when you get that phone call, yeah, you might have fear walking the door. It's going to slap you right in the face. But I have faith. And I have the Holy Ghost. God is with me. He's with me through it all. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for His Spirit that's always with me. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, where would you be? If it wasn't for the Lord, where would you be? Hey, now when things come your way, when tests come, trials, struggles, when they come, can you remember BC? What would you do? You would drown yourself. You would try and forget, do whatever you could to ease the pain, to get away. And what happened? It just made things worse. The problem got bigger. The situation got worse. Things got out of hand. But now, thank the Lord, He's on my side. Amen. Before I used to... You fill in the blank. Before, when problems came, when I didn't know what to do, I used to. You know. But now, thank the Lord, He's with me. He's on my side. Well, where would you be if it had not been for the Lord? Amen. Are you thankful? Are you thankful that mercy came your way? Grace reached out. Amen. He pulled you out of sin. He pulled you out of the miry clay. Amen. He set your feet where you thought you never could be. How many of you guys before you would look at the church? Some of you used to talk about them, but you envied them. Because your life was so great and grand, wasn't it? No, it was a mess. Yeah, you might have talked about them. You might have said things, but your life was a mess. Full of problems. Now the church, you have problems still. But you know the problem solver. Sickness may still come, but I know the healer. Amen. Troubles, storms can still come my way. I said the storm can still come my way. Amen. But I know the one that can calm the storm. He can speak to the winds. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Now I can walk in faith. I can walk in power. Amen. Are you thankful for the change today? He gave you hope. When you had no hope, He gave you hope. He gave you peace. Who today doesn't have hope? Who today doesn't have peace? There's a lot of them out there. But thank God, amen, He's still reaching. He's still working, but he needs an apostolic church that's going to walk in faith and walk in power. If he did it for you, he can do it for them.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power. Now you can live right. How many before Christ, you had issues and problems, you were on things, addicted to things, and you wanted to change? Now some of you guys, well, there's always a time when somebody, they want to change. And but there's a point in people's lives when they don't want to change. But there will come a point in somebody's life when they do want to change. And how many have tried? They've tried. And you might hear them, I've been good for so long. But without God, they're going to fall off the bandwagon. They're going to find something else. Because there's still that void, that emptiness that's inside of them. And without God, that void's going to be there. And something else is going to fill that place. They're out there. They're out there. Such were some of you. They're not walking in faith. They're full of doubt. They're not walking in power. They don't have His Spirit. They don't have the power to change. They don't have the power to overcome. But there's an apostolic church. You have the word. You have the word for them. You have the message for them. But are we going to contain it? Are we going to keep it to ourselves? Or can we take it out? What do you do with a candle? Do you take it and light it and hide it away? Now somebody here, they light a candle and they leave it on all night long. Now that might be dangerous. But that's what you need to do in the spirit. Light that light, that candle. Let it shine. Don't ever let the fire go out. And don't ever try to hide the light. But let it shine before all men. Let them see what the Lord has done. Let your life, let it be a testimony. Let it be a testimony. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to have faith today. Somebody needs to have faith today. Do you have faith? What's going on in your life? What's going on in situations that you know? Do you have faith today? Amen. It's time to stretch your faith. Somebody say stretch. Stretch your faith. Stretch your faith. Have you ever stretched before? Sometimes it feels really good. Especially in the morning. Right? You wake up and you're like, oh, it feels so good. Well, maybe. Maybe if some of you, maybe they may not feel good. See, there's a good stretch. It feels good. And like Brother Joe, he's back there stretching. He's like, oh. You just told on yourself. I didn't say that. I looked back there and that's what he was doing. Right? I like to stretch in the morning. I probably need to stretch more. But it feels good. For somebody that really don't stretch, maybe like Brother Silas. Oh, yeah, Pastor said you stretch. Again, back to using your faith. When you stretch, can you bend over and touch your toes today? I can. Right? But can you really bend over, keep your legs straight, and touch your toes? Some can, some can't. Not with his back. He has back issues. Now, in the spirit, when you're out and about living life, and you say you have faith, and you're at the gas station, and somebody next to you starts talking about their issue and their problem, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do you have? Stretch your faith. Stretch your faith. How do you stretch? When you're going to the gym to start working out, do you go and just throw on 250s, 225s, and just start hitting it like nothing? No. you start out light. Some of you guys will start off with the bar. I probably would start off with the bar. You start off right. What are you going to do? Now we're going to look at it in the spirit. When you really, who do we serve? You know what the devil wants to tell you? No, hold on. You need the bar first. You need the bar. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There's a need. Oh, I don't know. Here's a church card. Why don't you come to my church? Or just step out in faith. Say, hey, yeah, here's a church card, but what do you need? I can pray for you right now. What are you going to do? Are you really walking in faith? Let me call somebody real quick. Or no, it doesn't matter. You don't need a minister. You can pray for the sick. You can pray for somebody. They could get the Holy Ghost. You have the power. You have the Holy Ghost. You don't need a license to give somebody a Bible study. You don't even have to give them a Bible study. What about your testimony? You don't have to go to school to get educated on what God's done for you. You don't have to know the scriptures about how God delivered you, set you free. Stretch your faith. Hey, I might not be able to take you from the back to the front, but let me tell you, I serve a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Stop holding back, but walk in faith and walk in power. Do you have faith today? Do you have faith? How many of you say you have faith today? There was a flood that came and a man was stuck on the roof. The water kept rising and soon it was up to his knees. This man prayed to God, God, save me. And in just a few minutes, a boat came floating by with two people in it. And they said, hey, hop in. But you know what the man replied? No, it's okay. God is going to save me. So they left. The water kept rising and soon it was up to his waist. And another boat came by and there was just one guy in it. He said, hey, come on, get on board. I got plenty of room. The man replied, no, it's okay. Thank you, though. God is going to save me. All of a sudden, the water just keeps on rising, keeps on going higher and higher. Soon it's up to his neck and he's just floating, barely staying up now. And another boat comes and smacks him right in the head. And there's nobody in the boat. It's completely empty. And the man thinks to himself, nope, God is going to save me. Guess what happened? He drowned. Then he finds himself in heaven. And he's standing before the Lord. And the first thing he asks the Lord, God, why didn't you save me? You know what the Lord replied? What are you talking about? I sent you three boats. Pastor said something a little bit ago about common sense. You know what the problem with common sense is? It ain't so common anymore. Now, you can have faith, or you can have extreme faith. You can have common sense, right? You can think everything out. Now, when it comes to physical things, of course, you need common sense. Understand what I'm saying? But when it comes to the things of God, you can't reason. You don't want to reason. Why are you going to reason yourself out of a miracle? Amen. Well, I know what the doctor said. Well, I know what they're telling me. I know what the situation is. Do you really have faith today? Are you waiting for the big bang to happen? Because sometimes your answer is right there and you don't even look at it. It comes and hits you upside the head. And you want to blame God. Why isn't this happening? Well, maybe it's because it's not happening the way you want it. God's trying to do something over here, but you don't want to acknowledge it. You say you have faith. Well, do you have faith to trust Him even when you don't see it that way? Well, I don't agree. I don't know. I don't No, well, have faith. That's what faith is. Faith. You might have heard this story. There was a man that was walking next to a cliff when suddenly the earth gave way. The man began to fall, and he grabbed a root that was sticking out of the side of the cliff. And there he hung, dangling hundreds of feet down. And he's just hanging on for dear life. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs, help me, God, help, help. Nobody's coming, so he's praying, God, help, I need to be saved, help, 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 right? And all of a sudden, there's a voice, that thunderous voice that just comes from nowhere. Do you believe in me? Yes, yes, yes. Do you trust me? Yes. Just please help. I can't hang on for very much longer. Then the voice replies, then let go. Let go. The man stopped yelling for a second. And all of a sudden, he started screaming at the top of his lungs again, somebody help! Do you really trust God? How many of that's you in your life? That's you in your problems. You're hanging on. You feel like there's no hope. You're crying out to God. You're holding on to a problem. You're holding on to a situation. God, help me! God's telling you, okay, let go. Let me handle it the way I want to handle it. And what do you start doing? You start screaming again, help, help! Because God's way is not your way. Hey, who knows? God could have had a little magic carpet floating right underneath him. You don't know. I know it's just a story. Just a joke. But hey, who said God can't make a carpet fly? He made a donkey talk. He changed your life. Some of you said, I can never change. Well, God did it. Do you still have faith in God? Do you still have faith in God? Do you have faith no matter what it seems? Hey, God wants to ask you today. You're saying you have faith in me. You have this need. You have this problem. Are you going to trust me? Are you going to walk in faith? Are you going to walk in power? Are you going to hold on to it? Are you going to trust me? Can somebody say today, you know what, I'm going to have the faith. I don't care what my mind, your mind wants to work against you. God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. And then all of a sudden the thoughts start coming in. No, I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith. Doubt comes in. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to believe. You need to rebuke it. Remove it from your mind. Amen. Do you have faith today? No matter what I see, no matter what comes, God, I have faith. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Lord, I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust in you with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. But in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you. And you're going to direct my path. Do you believe that God wants the best for you? Do you really believe it? Do you really believe God wants the best for you in your life, in your situation, in your... We say we believe it. Then trust Him no matter what. No matter what the outcome is, trust in Him. Believe in Him. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Blind faith. You know what blind faith is? Blind faith. It's when you believe even when you don't see it. It's walking by faith, not by sight. Again, you don't live for God by what you see. You don't live for God by how you feel. Because there are many times you don't feel it. You don't see it. It's not happening. You're going through it. It's not always the best. Do I have a witness? It's not always the best. That should be 100% participation. We need to have a class after here. Maybe you guys can start teaching on how to have the best life without problems. It's not always the best. That time there are struggles. You get sick. You have pain. You have battles. Mountains and valleys. But we don't live for God by what we see, how we feel. Why do you live for Him? I serve Him because I love Him. Because He first loved me. When I didn't deserve it, He loved me. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. That's why I love Him. That's why I serve Him. Because now I can have faith. I couldn't have faith before, but now I can have faith. Faith in the one true God that has the power to speak and it happens. When all else failed me, He gave me what nobody else could, what nothing else could. Now I can say thank you. Now I can walk in faith. Now I can walk and live in power. So what's inside of you here this morning? What's inside of you here this morning? Just the other day, I was with Pastor, and we were with a couple, and no, they don't go to this church, but they started telling us about all their problems, and how there was a lot of problems, and as they were talking about this, the husband he butted in, and he's like, "Yeah, the devil, he's just messing everything up. He's just involved in everything," and then the wife. She quickly replied, "No, he isn't. No, he isn't. This is just life. The devil's over there messing around. This is just life." Sometimes the devil's in it. Sometimes the devil's not in it. Sometimes it is life. But then sometimes he wants to use the life and its problems to cause you to lose hope. And lose faith. He wants you to take your eyes off of Jesus. Take your eyes off of the prize. Hey, we're preaching about revival. We're preaching about revival. It's the start of the new year. We're going to have revival. We're going back to Thursday night services. We have a lot going on. And then all of a sudden, the devil COVID came back. So what's the apostolic church going to do? We're going to, no more Thursday night church. That's when my friend was going to come. Get your eyes off of the prize. Oh, now young people, we can only have. No, we're being safe. But that doesn't mean we're canceling revival. Don't get distracted. Don't get discouraged. It is revival time. Do you remember when the disciples were in the ship? In the midst of the storm, the wind was blowing, the waves were rocking the boat. And then Jesus came walking on the water. What happened? The disciples got scared. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, it's me." So don't be afraid. It's Him. In the midst of all your problems, don't be afraid. He's with you. Jesus came walking on the water with Him. "Don't be afraid. It's me." Peter said, "If it's you, bid me to come. Bid me to come." Jesus said, "Come. Come on. Come on. Get out of the boat. Come. Stretch your faith. Get out of the boat. Come walk on the water. Come on." So what did Peter do? He got out of the boat and started walking on rocks. Water. He started walking on water. But what happened to the other ones in the boat? They had the same opportunity. They had the same opportunity. I don't know, just picture it in your mind. Jesus is right there in the flesh. And Peter, say you're on the boat, right? You're on the boat. And Peter's there. Peter asks, "Hey, if it's you, tell me to come." Jesus says, "Come." You see Peter get out of the boat and he starts walking on the water. Wouldn't that do something to your faith?
Hey, can I come walk on the water too? Hey, that's, you're not probably not going to get another chance to walk on some water. Can I walk too? Hey, what would have happened if one of the other disciples said, Lord, can I come too? Sure, come on. I don't know. I know that's not in the Bible. I'm just saying. What's the Bible? The Bible says ask. Ask. Hey, Lord, Peter's walking on water. Can I come too? Okay, well, yeah, Peter got out and he walked on the water. How many of you at one time, I may not be talking to everybody, but how many of you at one time, your faith may have been like Peter? Bid me to come, Lord, I'm ready to come. And how many of you have stepped out of the boat before? And you've seen miracles. You've prayed for something. Have you ever had a miracle happen in your life? Have you had a miracle? If you've had a miracle in your life, why don't you raise your hand? Did it just happen? You woke up one day and it was like, wow, okay. No, you prayed. You had faith. You believed it would happen. You stepped out of your eye, out of your pew into the aisle and came forth. Right? You had faith. You believed. And when things happen, it causes your faith to soar. You're building your faith. It's building your faith. God, you did this for me. Thank you. Wow, God can do anything. But then as time starts to go on, your faith can start to dwindle and come down. You can walk on water, but then the storm come in and the enemy gets your eyes off of Jesus. And then he gets on the storm. Get your eyes back on him. Get your eyes back on Jesus. The Bible tells us you started off well. You started off well. You started running this race well. But what has hindered you? What has hindered you? What has caused your faith to start to dwindle? To cause you to start to lose focus? What weights are slowing you down? Set aside every weight and the sin that's tripping you up, that's causing you to stop, to stagger. You know what a leech is? It sucks. You know there can be leeches in your life spiritually? Be careful who you hang around with. Be careful what you listen to. Because it'll start to suck the faith right out of you. It can become a faith killer. You want to talk about revival? You want to talk about what God can do? Nope. It's the opposite. It just starts problems. You know what? Start speaking faith back to it. I know what God can do. I have faith. In the midst of doubt, you need to flex your faith. Amen. Set aside those weights. Get rid of those weights. It's revival time. It's time to keep running. It's time to keep fighting. You need to stretch your faith. Get out of your comfort zone. Amen. You need to get out of your comfort zone. When you get in a box, you can't really stretch yourself. You can't flex your faith if you're bottled up. You got to get out. You got to get out. Step out in faith. Step out in faith. We're an apostolic church who believes in miracles. Do you have faith to see a miracle? Walk in faith. Run in faith. Keep running with patience. You know that time can affect faith? Because you've been praying for so long. Do you still have the patience, the trust, and the faith, believing in God, that it can still happen? You got to keep running. You got to keep believing. God, I have faith. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to believe. Don't let the enemy drain you. That's what he wants to do. He wants to drain your faith, drain your power. Don't get distracted by what's going on around us. It doesn't matter what the government says. It doesn't matter what the world says. Amen. It's revival time. Amen. It's revival time. Amen. I want to see deliverance. Thank God for those that come and get the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm thankful. But I don't want to see the back door open. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come get the Holy Ghost and they leave. I want to see true deliverance. They can get the Holy Ghost, but I want the Holy Ghost to get a hold of them. Thank God for these that have got the Holy Ghost. Thank God for those that have gotten baptized. Amen. But I want revival. I want revival. I want revival. I want miracles. I want to see miracles. It's not a thing of the past. It's still happening. The miracles are still happening. What's a miracle in your eyes? Just the other day, we lost our clicker to our vehicle. We couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. I went searching everywhere for it. I prayed. Sister Hell prayed. We prayed. Now, I did go to Sister Hell's car, but I did not get on in the driver's side. I didn't go. I was at the window on the passenger side. I didn't even get in the car. I reached in to get something, but it was, a day or 2 days later. We couldn't find the clicker anywhere, and I had been to several spots. I even texted somebody in the church, hey, can you look? My clicker's missing. Brother Anthony. No, I had went by his house for something. Nope, it's nowhere. I'm looking, driving up and down the streets. At the mattress store, I'm here and there. I'm trying to find it. You know where it ends up? In Sister Hell's car on the driver's side in the floorboard. I don't know, but God helped us find it. Thank you, God. That's a miracle. I don't want to spend $150 on a new clicker. That might not be a miracle to you, but thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. Now, I can say at midnight, my faith was kind of struggling. I'd been everywhere. But you know what? God, you can still... I don't even know. I'm going to look again tomorrow. But, hey, God did it. Thank you. I might not get all the details right, and it's been some time. But somebody in the church, I don't even remember. I remember I was about to preach. I had them sing a song. I think it was Believe For It. And they sang it. And people started coming to the front. I don't remember. I didn't. Well, because I was going to preach. I wasn't just having them sing a song just to not preach. So they sang the song. I didn't open up the altars. But somebody told me that they accepted my challenge. And they came out of their pew and they came up here. Because they had a need. And God healed them in that service. Sister Esther, you don't know that. God healed her body in that service of what she was dealing with. Do you have a need? Do you have faith? Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Because that problem has been looming in front of you for so long. God wants to tell somebody here today, have faith. Keep walking in faith. Walk in the power that I've given you. He's given you the power. You have the faith. All you need is a little bit of faith. Rebuke the doubt. Have faith. Step out. Stretch your faith. Amen. I'm quickly coming to a close. You guys remember the lame man at the gate? The gate called Beautiful.
You guys remember the story? He was lame. Peter and John, they're on their way to pray. Oh, there's power in prayer. I'm telling you, when you pray, it increases your faith. It stirs up the power inside of you. They're on their way to prayer. They're going to church. And what happens? They see a lame man. Now, do they see a problem? Do they see an obstacle in their way? I'm in a hurry. I'm trying to go somewhere. Is that their attitude? No. But they see an opportunity. He's begging. He's begging. Hey, I need something. Hey, silver and gold, I don't have any to give you. I'm sorry. But this is an opportunity. Let me stretch my faith right now. Hey, I don't have what you're looking for. I got something better. God, let it be that New Life Tabernacle, we can turn Corcoran upside down. Why? Because we're walking in faith. We're living in power. God, you've given us the power. God, you want to give us apostolic revival like never before. But you need a people that will say, I'm going to walk in faith. It doesn't matter what I see. It doesn't matter what comes before us. The obstacles, the problems, the storms. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to walk in faith. Is that your hunger this morning? Is that your desire today? God's looking for you today to step out in faith and say, here I am, God. Lord, my faith might have wavered before. I might have been tested. I might have went through some things. But God, today, I have faith in you. God, increase my faith. God, let me stir up the gift inside of me. There's people that are waiting on you today. There are people that are broken. They're hurting. They're lost. They need somebody with faith. They need people that have the power. They can't help themselves. They're lost. They're waiting on the apostolic church today. God, help us today. Lord, we've got to help somebody else. We've got to stand in the gap. When they can't see it, we can see it for them.
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all,
Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. In Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Oh, through it all, trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Oh yes, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. upon His word. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.